King City football into a district semifinal, and talking now with their head coach, Todd Shiflett, as the Wildcats get ready to face Pattonsburg. Coach, you go back to last week, you get a postseason win over Princeton. You know, tell us about it and what you like from the guys to make it happen.
You know, it was definitely kind of an eye-opening week for us. You know, Princeton was coming in and hadn't won a game, and you know, I don't know if that affected our boys' prep or not, but, you know, we didn't come out very sharp, and they came out, you know, really sharp and ready to play. And, you know, they had kind of put in a little bit of a new offense that was giving us some fits in the first half. So we had to make some adjustments at halftime to kind of get that shut down. So it was good. It was good to play and to be in a game and to, you know, hopefully, you know, ramp us up for Pattonsburg this week.
Yeah, as you reflect on that game, I mean, what can be learned from a game like that?
You know, I think we had to really on the back end of the defense. You know, they were throwing some deep balls, which we're going to see some of that this week. So, you know, just being better defensively in our man-to-man and our responsibilities. But, you know, more than anything, it's just, you know, being able to overcome something that, you know, you really can't prepare for and being able to play football. Just at a high level, regardless of what the other team's going to do.
So now, as you look ahead, you know, get a rematch with the Pattonsburg team that you played in the regular season, you know, the 58-42 loss back in early October. You know, go back to that game. I know, you know, you were without some important players in that game. What did you guys learn, and what can you take away from that matchup that'll help you this time around?
That was just a crazy week, just a crazy game in general. You know, like you said, we lost our quarterback halfway through the second quarter to an ejection on trying to punch the ball out. And you had to bring in a backup quarterback for the rest of the game. And then shortly after halftime, we lost Ryder Sample, our number one receiving threat, to double leg cramps. So, you know, that kind of hamstrung our pass game a little bit. But, you know, for a lot of that game, it was really, you know, one score, even with some of those other guys in there, and they kind of busted it open, you know, right at the end. I think with like 2 minutes left, they scored another touchdown to take it to 58-42 or whatever it ended up being. But, you know, we definitely learned some things on defense that we're going to have to do differently. And offensively, you know, they're aggressive on the defensive side of the ball, so we got to be able to withstand some of that aggression. And, you know, like I said, last few weeks, we're still trying to get that run game going, so we got to be better up front.
Yeah, and when you go against Pattonsburg, I mean, they play kind of a unique style that maybe you don't see a lot in terms of they're going to throw it all over the field, you know, all night. Do you feel like having seen them one time this year, does that make you guys feel like maybe you're better prepared, you know, knowing this isn't like a new opponent?
Yeah, I think that's always the case. We see a team multiple times. You know, it's hard to beat a team twice. So I think, you know, some of the pressure there is on Pattonsburg. You know, I feel confident with our group of guys and they feel, you know, like they got a little bit of revenge to get this week for what happened back in the middle of the season. So, yeah, I think it definitely helps that we've seen them once.
What would you say is the most important thing for your team on Friday night?
We got to be a lot better in the back end of the defense. We can't, you know, we can't give up those explosive plays, those 20 plus yard, you know, explosive plays. We got to be able to shut those down. And, you know, if we get them into situations where it's third or fourth and long, we got to be able to get our defense off the field and give our offense an opportunity to put some points on the board.
Todd Shiflett, head football coach at King City. Coach, appreciate the time today, and best of luck there on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Trevor.